innocent enough, evolutions begin with repeated comb pulls through sleep-kinked hair, part on the right, forehead drift left, short black curls litter, white porcelain and chrome drain-bound when a golden stray appears alone in my rooms. This manifestation bears mystery. A short suspect list eliminates all but one. She, who strips semen-stained sheets, stuffs clean white cases, straightens frayed blue comforters, feather dust my cluttered dorm desk, previously unseen. For certainty, my discovery is more than chance. Her attention is not lost. Unadulterated. After all, I am a college man, top quartile of my high school graduating class. Some may call me a nerd, though study does not occupy my every waking second. I am human with needs and wants like any other male when blonde hair shows interest. I am willing and able. Finesse is what I need, a tryst to become better acquainted. When, yes, of course, when she returns to change sheets and vacuum carpets, I will slide the key in surreptitiously, jingle the doorknob enough to waken curiosity, then crumple into welcoming arms. A long-lost lover, my plan in place, days drag by, books unread, typewriter collects dust, finally cleaning day. Class is superfluous when she waits, the hall deserted except for vacuum noise. Her back is to me, clear my throat of cowardice. She turns, a woman, my mother's age, wearing a blonde wig, bald in places. I croak, the room looks great, and grab my heaving stomach.